Hi, this is Sari Shore, and you're listening to the award-winning Raven and Blues with Dave Raven.
Rockier Side of Blues, opening up The Rain and the Blues. Jack J. Hutchison and the Boom Boom Brotherhood, their brand new album, Set Your Heart for the Sun, released today. Ooh, it's rare I can say that. I often don't know when they are released. We tend to get them in advance for so much. But I met Jack at the Broadstairs Blues Bash a couple of weekends ago, and when we interviewed him then, he sort of said, yes, it's coming out. And then I checked today, and it's coming out today. Good stuff indeed. And that's a track called Jezebel, opening up The Raven and the Blues. I've mentioned a festival there. It's going to be a bit festival-based, really, just looking at the playlist, because I've got Scarborough Secret Blues Festival coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and so, therefore, a look back at Broadstairs and a look ahead to Scarborough will fill, actually, quite a bit of the programme. Okay, talking of Scarborough, here's a girl I've never yet met on stage. I've never yet seen her working live, although I've heard so many wonderful things about her, and I'm looking forward to seeing her on the Friday, the first night of the Scarborough Secret Blues Festival. From the States, Sari Shaw.
Thank you.
The album is called A Force of Nature, and she is. Her name is Sari Shaw. 2016 was a really good year for her, and looking forward to seeing her in 2 weeks' time, opening up the Scarborough Secret Blues Festival on the Friday evening. And there's a track from her album, A Force of Nature, and Work No More. Okay, let's go back to Broadstairs. And we did Kevin Beale and I did a live broadcast in the afternoon of a Saturday in the main hall. And literally, bands were invited to come along, chat about their album, as Jack J. Hutchinson did. And also, if they wanted to, play as well. Now, Nigel Feist, the organiser of the event, sort of sorted out the bands and things. And he said to me, I've got a band coming up in the first hour, about 1 o'clock, called Teed Up. And I thought, never heard of them. But it's so rude, you never sort of say to a band, I'm sorry, I've never heard of you. You just pretend. Anyway, so 1 o'clock comes, and all of a sudden, bounding on the stage are four guys who I know. And they're basically Steve Rue of the Brass Knuckle Blues Band, Steve Browning, of the play with the Pretty Things, Ray Drury, who was carrying a squeeze box but plays keys, and Bernie Fox, who's the drummer. He's worked with Eric Bibb and even Jimmy Witherspoon going back. And basically, they have formed a new band called Teed Up, which is nothing to do with golf. It's all to do with, in jazz, means dressed up, ready for the event. And not only did they come, but they also came to play as well. Now, bearing in mind there was no taking levels or anything else, literally we sat them down, shoved some microphones in front of them and said, go, and this is what we got. This is Broadstairs Blues Radio. I'm Dave Raven, Kevin Beale is with me too, and Jim McNeil, fellow presenter. But on stage now we've got a band, and a complete band, whereas before we've seen individual members. We've got the complete Teed Up, I think. Is it the complete? There's nobody missing, are there? Everybody's here. Instrumentation-wise, we've got squeeze box, we've got guitar, we've got drums, and we've got bass. Ladies and gentlemen, the band Teed Up.
Don't want to lose what we have. Don't want to lose the way things are. Don't want to change the way you feel or how you are with me. Wanna listen to my mind, just wanna feel with my heart, cause that's the place to hide it, where you are right now. Just when it hurts a little, it reminds me that it's real. Yes, if it hurts a little, it reminds me that it's real, that you're real. We could stop the world and jump off, so no one knows that we're gone. How will we spend our time? Can you feel it the way I do? To taste the sweet fruit of your lips and get lost in the blues. Well, we could drift a while until we close the lid and jump back on. Cause yes, if it hurts a little, it reminds me that it's real. Yes, if it hurts a little, it reminds me that it's real. When we took it to the wall, did we go too far? Together for a time, when I was yours and you were mine. What we have, don't want to lose the way things are. Don't want you to change the way you feel or how you are with me. Don't want to listen to my mind, just want to feel with my heart, cause that's the place to hide it, where you are right now. Cause just if it hurts a little, it reminds me that it's real. Yes, if it hurts a little, it reminds me that you're real. Yes, if it hurts a little, it reminds me that it's real. Yes, if it hurts a little, it reminds me. That you're real.
Thank you.
Not bad, eh? Five microphones, no reverb, nothing fancy. That's the band Teed Up. Now, and they are so new. I don't think they've got an album out yet, but it was great to see them. I've had quite a few people saying, we couldn't listen to the whole broadcast. Are you going to do something else with it? I mean, bearing in mind it was 4 hours long, but if I take out the music I played and we just do the interviews, I think what I'll try and do, if I get time, he says. Time is the thing I don't have, but if I can get some time and throw together a kind of rough event, and then you can hear the interviews and the live sessions, because there were some lovely chats with lots of lovely people. So we'll try and do a Broadstairs podcast at some stage, and I'm going to be talking about podcasts a little later in the programme. Here is somebody who is not in a festival but touring Europe at present with the Roof Records Blues Caravan, Cy Cranston.
When the stars are shining bright around the midnight, that's when everything will rock, because I love you, baby. Oh, because I love you, baby. Oh, yeah, there ain't no one in this world that does the things you do as you do to me, girl. Around the midnight, as the clocks begin to strike, around the midnight, I'm gonna party, cause it's right, and cause I love you, baby. Whoa, yeah, because I love you, baby. Oh, yeah, there ain't no one in this world that does the things you do as you do to me, girl. Now listen up. See the old day disappear to make way for the new. Let my arms be all you need to help you make it through, because I love you, baby. Oh, oh yeah, because I love you, baby. Oh, yes, I do. And there ain't no one in this world that does the things you do as you do to me, girl. All right, now play it. Ha! Huh. Go get it now. Ha! Huh. Listen, darling, let me help you to remember. See the old day disappear to make way for the new. I've got arms that you could use to help you make it through, because I love you, baby. Oh, because I love you, baby. Oh, yes, I do. There ain't no one in this world that does the things you do as you do to me, girl. I wanna sing it for everybody. There ain't no one in this world that does the things you do as you do to me, girl. I gotta tell you just one more time. There ain't no one in this world that does the things you do as you can do to me, girl.
One of my albums of the year last year, Old School it's called, came out last year on Roof Records, came out about the year before that on his self-release. Cy Cranston out of the UK with a voice like Sam Cooke, wonderful stuff. And Around Midnight, and we'll dedicate that because it's got lovely words, to Helen, who has a birthday today. Okay, live albums now. This has just been released, or about to be released anyway, in a week's time. Tedeschi Trucks, we've already played one track from it. It's called Live at the Fox, Oakland. And here is quite a short track for a live album. Most live albums have tracks of 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes and so on. But here's a 2.5-minuter, Within You, Without You.
Thank you. songs and all you count for. Never do me wrong. When the lights go on, I play until my dying day. Howl like a dog at the moon. The best laid plans try to make amends. Will you help me be a better man? Oh, the best laid
It's only March, but it's already one of my favourite albums of the year. Sean Taylor, Flood and Burn, it's called. And a track from that called Better Man. And before that, a very lovely version of Within You, Without You from the Tedeschi Trucks Band from their album, about to be released live from the Fox, Oakland. Some festivals have a reputation which goes ahead of them. Things like the Blues Cruise in America, for instance. They're always already sold out long before anybody knows who's going on them. It's the same with Glastonbury here in the UK. When the tickets go on sale for Glastonbury, they all sell out. Nobody has a clue who's going to be on stage, but people just go. Lots of festivals would give their eye teeth to have something like that. But one festival which does have that reputation, I'm promoting it now, is coming up in 2 weeks' time. I'm going to look at some of the bands who are going to be at the Scarborough Top Secret Blues Festival in two weeks' time. But it's pointless if you suddenly get excited and go, "Oh, I'd love to go." You can't. All the tickets were sold out months ago, such is the reputation of it. But nevertheless, one person I'm looking forward to seeing is somebody who is not really blues. She's sort of on the countryside, Americana side, but she's got a lovely voice. And I think she's on a Sunday. From the States, her name is Bronwyn Brent, and here's a track from her last album, Bulletproof.
Secrets kept in this place. I wanna feel you, but you're trying desperately to escape. We'll let the medicine heal you. Fly the coop, you know you can't see straight. Well, you shove me up against the wall. Guess you won't be catching me when I fall. always a winner. Would you in command? 'Cause I knew you were a beginner. Well, you shoved me up against the wall. Guess you won't be catching me when I fall. Not my doctor, baby, too long call. 10 foot tall.
Her debut on the Raven and the Blues, Bronwyn Brent. She has had 2 albums out. That's her latest one, Stardust, and then there was one before that about 5 years ago, and that's a track from it called Bulletproof. And she is on Sunday, I think, at the Scarborough Top Secret Blues Festival. Looking forward to seeing her. Lovely voice. Okay, here's somebody I haven't seen for a while, actually, Broadstairs, just over a year ago. I haven't seen him since. But again, a lovely guy, Guy Totoro.
A question. Answer if you can. Is there anybody's children can tell me what is the soul of a man? Well, I want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. Children can tell me what is the soul of a man. I've traveled to different countries, traveled to the furthest lands. Couldn't find nobody who could tell me what is the soul of a man. I saw a crowd standing, talking. You know I came up just in time. Was teaching the lawyers and the doctors that a man ain't nothing but his mind. Well, won't somebody to tell me? What is the soul of a man? Mm-hmm. your Bible often. You know, I try to read it right. As far as I can understand, it ain't nothing but a burning light. When Christ taught in the temple, all the people, they stood amazed. Was teaching the lawyers and the doctors how to raise a man from the grave. Well, I want somebody to tell me.
Lovely. Great brass there. And that's Guy Totora from Blues Man in a Boneyard. Came out a couple of years ago. He's going to be at Scarborough. And there's What is the Soul of a Man? Here's some more great brass from a band who are again going to be at Scarborough. In fact, Oliver Carpenter was a nominee in the instrumentalist section of the British Blues Awards in 2016 for his trumpet playing. Here he is with Mumbo Jumbo from the album Sonic Gumbo and Back to the Wheel.
I was walking in the summer rain, got invited into a game. Was a game I had to win, but it made my life grow dim. I get easily caught, constantly starting from naught. Saw the man, and I see that the mask was made for me.
Put your back to the wheel, throw away all the things you conceal. Put your ear to the ground, you don't have to be negative.
Sat down by a tree, not a sound, just the water and me. Took a drink long and deep, and I woke up from my sleep.
Put your back to the wheel, throw away all the things you conceal. Put your thank you.
Lovely mumbo jumbo from the album Sonic Gumbo and Back to the Wheel. You know, it reminded me of when I was playing that. When I listened to it yesterday, put the show together, it never occurred to me. But listening to it there, you know, the Clint Eastwood movies, the Every Which Way You Can series, you know, that's reminded me of, you know, when he's in a bar somewhere and there's a band playing on the stage, normally a company Western band. It just reminded me of that. Good stuff indeed. The Raven and the Blues, as well as being on some really fine online radio stations like MDO Radio and KCUR Radio and Blues and Roots out of Canada, is also a podcast. Podcast means you can download it whenever you like and just take it away with you. And this month we're going to be, I say we, all the podcasters across the world are coming together to try and promote promote podcasting. And so you'll see on the social media bits and all on the show notes, the hashtag tripod, not tripod as in three legs, but tripod as in T-R-Y and P-O-D, tripodcasting. And the idea is, if you're already a podcast user and a listener to the show via the podcast, share it with somebody else. Because whereas things like Amazon Prime and Netflix, they all cost money, podcasting, of course, is free. So if you enjoy your podcast, like this one and many others, share it with a friend, or even share it with somebody in the queue with you or at work or something. Just tell them about podcasting, tell them how it works, and share the concept. Okay? Back to Scarborough. Mumbo Jumbo are going to be there, and so are this band, which I'm so looking forward to seeing. I haven't seen them for a while. In fact, the last time I saw them was the Blues Challenge, when they came awfully close to winning. Willie and the Bandits, their new album, Steel. Here's 1970.
One day on a train.
It's a band who are great at any time, but festivals seem to come alive even more. Willie and the Bandits, their new album Steel, just been released, and a track from that called 1970. Now, here's a guy I saw working with the Boom Band at Broadstairs Blues Bash. The Boom Band are kind of an amalgamation of some of the great band leaders in the UK all come together and form a four lead guitar band. And it was a joy to see them at the peak of their game, but he's in Scarborough with his own blues band. His name's John Amore. Let's go back to an album which he made some years ago. He's actually making a new one now, crowdfunding it, but here's John from 2011 with You Know It's Only Love.
It's easy for you, you know, to love.
recorded live. I hadn't realised that. John O'More Blues Group from 2011, and you know it's only love. And that is almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. You'll look at the time. Yes, you'll see there's going to be a long track there for it to finish. Once again, as we look forward to the Scarborough Secret Blues Festival. Before we play the last track, let's have a quick set of thank yous. Beginning of the month always brings in some regular donators to the programme, and to people like Ray Rogers and my friends in Europe. Thank you so much for the money that's come in. Keeps the show ticking over, so to speak. Email address, if you want to drop me an email, it's dave@ravenblues.co.uk. And the website, Ravenblues, all one word, .co.uk. Links to all the artists we've played this week and every other week for the last 13 years, and a chance to download any of the programmes from the last 13 years as well, and also live videos of the sessions, all that kind of stuff. It's all there. Everything you need to know. Ravenblues.co.uk. Don't forget Tripod. In other words, if you're a podcaster like this listening now, share it with your chums, either at work or even in the supermarket queue with your headphones on. Say, have you ever tried podcasting? Listen to this. This is Dave Raven. Let's close with an old friend of the programme and a lovely, lovely guy. I think he started being a curator by accident, in a sense, at the Hebden Bridge Blues Festival some years ago, when he was billed to appear on the first night and then stayed all weekend. And everywhere, Ainsley was on stage somewhere, on beside the stage. And the Scarborough Top Secret Blues Festival capitalised on that last year, and Ainsley was the curator, looked after the whole event. He's going to be there again this year, playing tracks from his new album, his fabulous new album, Eyes Wide Open. And here's one which I've seen him play a couple of times now. It's one of his standard numbers in his set list, and it's a good one too. Closing the show for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Can join me for another fine hour of blues in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Ainsley Lister, El Grande Mafioso. Bye-bye.
about 2 months is not enough. Thought you were on a road. You've been caught out with your guard down. The hand they dealt you, they know. And your whiskey talking, you're out of control. It's too